Well, Chelsea Manning is on his way back to jail. Maybe he likes it there, or she likes it, whatever. All right. Convicted as Bradley Manning, living as Chelsea Manning. I get confused. It's okay. So many rules to live by, and I've never been very good at following the rules. Ask my kindergarten principal. All right, that's the way that is. But a judge ordering Chelsea Manning sent back to jail for the second time this year after refusing to testify before a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks. The former Army Intel analyst was in federal court in Virginia, just outside of D.C., to ask the judge to quash the subpoena for testimony before a grand jury. But U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, G. Zachary Terwilliger, that's quite a name, G. Zachary Terwilliger. It's just kind of fun to say. Say it with me. G. Zachary Terwilliger. There you go. Said at a press conference after the hearing that he plans to continue pursuing the subpoena for Manning's testimony, and noting that she or he has been granted immunity in the proceedings, and we'll see what happens from there. But back in jail for refusing to do what the government wants them to do. Now, before yesterday, there were, I believe, 22 official candidates for president of the United States, 22, about five of which you had actually heard of, and 17 more that were there for filler because the Democrats need to apparently have, you know, 10 people on the stage for all of these debates coming up. And this is what's so weird. You've got Joe Biden right now who's dominating in all the polling, Bernie Sanders in second place, and then you've got all the rest, right? And I guess the person in third place is what, Mayor Pete, right? Yeah, Mayor Pete is in third place. But Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and all of these folks that were supposed to have, you know, a big impact on the race in 2020, having almost no impact at all so far. And then out of nowhere comes a guy who's always late, shows up late, and nobody can figure out why he's even here. Bill de Blasio officially launching his 2020 presidential campaign, the New York City mayor, who is vilified and demonized. People don't even like him in New York. I mean, he's a two-term, second-term mayor. He's not well thought of, to say the least. And I cannot for the life of me figure out why he thought it was time for him to enter the race for president. I mean, here's a guy who is saying that we won't be building skyscrapers in New York. We're going to make every building in New York retrofit to the tune of billions of dollars. And if you don't, we're going to fine you into oblivion. Right, because skyscrapers are going to be made out of what? Wood? Really? Steel and glass is the, you know, are the building materials of choice. But he says that's a bad idea because he believes so much in the Green New Deal. Anyhow, the funny thing is, nobody was asking him to join the race. Nobody wanted him in the race. And for the most part, people in New York don't like him. In fact, listen to this from the MSNBC bobbleheads just yesterday, asking people on the street about de Blasio jumping into the race to be president. What do you think about your mayor? Should he be president? Bite number four, you get a gauge of what they think.
Last month in a Quinnipiac poll, 76% of New Yorkers said that they do not think he should run for president. Every party, age, racial, and borough group listed in that agreed on that. And from what I've heard this morning, so do New Yorkers that are just riding the subway getting ready for their morning commute. Here's what they had to say. What do you think about Mayor de Blasio announcing he's running for president?
Very disappointed.
Yeah?
I personally would not vote for him.
My concern is more how there's a lot of Democrats running for president, and it makes it complicated to narrow down on a choice.
He needs help. Seriously. The guy hasn't done really jack. He really hasn't.
Yeah.
Besides, it's about a time a woman runs this country.
What do you think about de Blasio running for president?
I don't know. There's a lot of other good candidates for Democrats out there, so... Does he excite me the most? No, but I do like him.
I think he should announce it on the 1st of April.
And why is that?
Because it would have been a good April Fool's Day joke.
Would have been a good April Fool's Day joke, de Blasio running. That's a lot of respect from your friends in New York now, isn't it? The place where you've been mayor all of this time, where the garbage is having trouble getting picked up. And I don't know. I don't remember hearing anybody begging, gee, mayor, can you run to save the country? I don't remember hearing that Giuliani ran for president, had a legitimate run at one point. That mayor, because people respected him, Bill de Blasio is going to have an awful, tough uphill climb. Now, the Democrats say you have to have at least 65,000 donors, or you need to garner 1% support in at least three consecutive polls in order to make it on the debate stage upcoming. And the way it's going to play out, apparently there'll be 10 Democrats on one night and 10 Democrats on another night. Totally random. Totally random. So what's weird about that is you could have Joe Biden standing next to three people you have never heard of, have no idea who they are, have made no inroads, no impression, no anything. And Joe Biden, with his big lead in the polls, will be standing there trying to debate these people. The problem that Joe Biden has, I think debating for him is going to be a challenge. I mean, he tends to speak off the cuff, shoot from the hip, and oftentimes shoot himself in the foot. So when challenged on big ideas and big policy ideas and the fact that he's been all over the place on so many different issues, I think for Joe Biden, the most dangerous place to be is on the debate stage, especially if you have people around you that have 1% in the polls or 2% in the polls, and they're trying desperately to get noticed. Who are they going to go after? Who are they going to hammer? Who are they going to try to embarrass? That's right, Joe Biden. They're going to hit him as hard as they can, as often as they can, and try to make him look foolish. And for Joe Biden, if I'm his handlers, I'd say that's dangerous because Joe Biden has had a propensity to make himself look foolish over all these many years that we've known him. And hopefully the person next to him doesn't have long hair that he wants to smell, because that can also be a bit embarrassing on the stage. I'm sorry, Mr. Moderator, just one moment, please. Okay, I can go on. Thank you. Okay, I'm better now. It's Friday on the Steve Griffin Show. Great to have you here. We're having a good time on a Friday. We'll be right back.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at iVaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.